day 4 of the May 2015 7-day retreat in Springwater. A cool, crispy, day. The chirping of bird, the background. The cold air that was felt when I was walking back and forth. Overcast clouds covering the sky mostly. Light filtering, mild, gentle over the field, the grass. The yellow flower, maybe the name is dandelion. Trees stop, you know, this tender green mingling with, you could see through the trunk and branches in a black, brown, whatever. Just beauty. Beauty. And freshness. And calmness. Spaciousness. In which everything is what it is. Chirping the leaves. Moving. Early in the morning after breakfast, sitting on my living room, the living room of the house is east. And I have even a big window. They call it picture window. And I just recently put out the bird feeder, but the bird hasn't really, they haven't noticed that there is a bird feeder. Or maybe there is food around, you know, that they don't need so much coming to the bird feeder. So I was feeling some little nostalgia. So the bird feeder empty, you know, hanging there. Kind of smile as I am right now. And then suddenly, a bird flying. into the bird feeder. I think it was a finch, it's a yellow one. And then another one. And then I look up and there was in the line, in the electric line, a red bird that is called Cardinal. And in the ash tree, you know, still with baby leaf, almost bare, was a big black bird. It's not a crow, it's another one, fat, big, kind of. It was so amazing to see them. I don't know. Not only them, but the whole kind of, you know, the bird picking in the bird feeder, getting some seed, and watching the amazing aliveness in movement. You know, very fast. You could feel, even though it was a window, but didn't really matter. An aliveness that wasn't there in the birth of birds, but you just felt the freshness and the wind fluffing and flying out and the other kind of jumping to that spot. Even I could say, you know, very, very careful, that the body was so slowed down, you know, its juices, if I can say, that I could hardly feel it if I am, you know, at that moment I was not concerned, but just watching now, you know, a memory can be, because right now it's a memory. It can be a very alive when it is seen right here. But it's a memory. But the aliveness is what really matters, the scene. Which is right here. And later on, I took a shower, and in the shower, I saw the mind, you know, going, thinking about some answer that I need to give to the person that is helping me with the some architectural plans about the project, whatever that is. And I could see, you know, the shift. Not see it, and feel it also. How was like narrowing down. That's a better description. Narrowing down, even though there was watching still. It wasn't complete close enough. And as the observing was kind of sustained, not by anybody, but just because it's here. There was space also. So the whole thing began to subside. You know, feeling the water, the body, the sound. And doing, you know, what needs to be done. I'm just wondering, since yesterday in the group, I don't remember exactly, but was a talk about fear, you know, watching fear. In different situations, the anxiety to see my balance in my checking account, when I put the card in an ATM machine, that is an example, but somebody else was giving another one, you know, related with the same kind of anxiety that comes with the feeling that I am short of money, that I can go broke. I'm just adding. And I know it for myself, and I have seen it also. You know, how the many ways, the many storylines are playing the head for fear to come up. Can be anything, isn't it? So I was wondering if, and the question, at least here, and then in a private meeting, coming, you know, how to watch all this? You know, fear, anger, can be any emotion. Or watching, as we talk, as we eat, walk, watching the birds, the wind, the trees, isn't that the same watching, seeing all that happen? Isn't this awaring? That's another word. Don't use it a lot, awaring. That really matters, and then whatever is being aware is being aware. Can be fear. Can be anger. Can be jealousy. Competition. Boredom, a judging coming up, a building of image, projection about a storyline that is projected to somebody else because has this kind of face or walk this way or that way, because imagery, the making of image is not only about Sandra, but it's a whole, a lot of bubbles about everything, really. So the seeing, the awareing, is what really matters, isn't it? But I can hear in my head saying, you know, a thought coming up and saying, well, but that doesn't happen, really. Because most of the time the mind is thinking, you know, building fantasies, scary fantasies, situations that justify my anger, a resentment that is fed by this memory about that person that did something way back, maybe. Or maybe my father or my mother, that still I carry that memory that brings also. Wayne said yesterday, it really, there is not only the mind bubbling, throwing thought and ideas around, but there is a body that accompany the whole thing and can be starting in any point by a memory of a felt very early, maybe non-verbal, that got triggered, and then a story comes. And who knows where one end and the other start. I see it as a circuit that just got triggered and begin to spin, using a lot of energy. We can watch that. How the energy goes there. In the spinning, in kind of keeping this structure alive with all its intricacy, complexity. Living in a world of reliving things, refilling, repeating. A deadening world, a stale, where aliveness is not being found, or freshness. So my question is, right now, is can there be a shift, if a replacement, not that anybody does it, from running the show, the theater, to watching that, aware that, even if the stuckness and the feeling doesn't give in that moment, but it's very different when this shadowy patterns run us blindly. And when there is some light being shed, but also there is an amazing possibility that we have been kind of talking, questioning. Is it possible that all these patterns keeping a sense of Sandra alive and intact? Is there a possibility of I think we use the word transformation. I think Wayne threw it at the end yesterday. I may be misquoting him. I wonder, I need for each one of us to wonder. What I do see, and I will say, is that this awareness, its function is that can come instant change when it is truly aware. Has that function. So awareness, seeing and change is not two things. Isn't one blow. And then nothing is the same anymore. It may come back, but this is not our concern in that moment. Because what is clear, important is that this mind that doesn't know and cannot know what is next is sustained. And I use this word very carefully because it can bring, oh, how do I sustain it? If there is a way to sustain it. Oh, how do you know? Well, I don't know. And it's not about knowing. This is like a miracle. That is revealed how that happened. It's revealed. Even happened to me is extra. And from that come that thing, which is trust at the same time. We are using words, but they point to the same. Trusting the thing begins to debilitate, if you will, weaken this blind, shadowy kind of a structure. Even I can say dark, but not the darkness of that Tony used to say, the darkness of not knowing, which is point to completely different, the darkness of not having any reference or motive, intentions. But the darkness of being caught up in this, I don't know what to say, but with that come amazing despair. Panic. Anger. Because it's a dark, it's this division, I mean, which divide and isolate. It's a true feeling of isolation that sometimes for me was very helpful to really, which I didn't decide, but to just leave the isolation, not fight, let it kind of express itself and see what it does. With this awareness reveal the suffering, the violence that bring, I will say it, violence. The moment the mind wants its way, it is going against what is here, naturally, spontaneously. Is that that's conflict. Pulling the string, opposite. And you can feel it in the body. I think I am not talking abstractly. You can feel what it does. You know, the tensing, the sweating, the, you know, it's another chemical that is being release. You know, when you put the card in TM machine, whatever that is, I'm taking that example, but forgive me if I don't have another one. But and if we watch and the person was describing, shifted it. But the beauty also is watching that. It's a beauty in it. Isn't it? The watching. It doesn't matter what is being watched. Then, you know, when that really is true, that there is this amazing awareness, everything that can be in a stuckness, can go. But this self-concern, how I am doing, I shouldn't be stuck, I should be having a very interesting question. You know, comparing myself with somebody else. Or seeing all that, you know, for what it is. Those flashes like yesterday of lightning coming and going. You know, if there is this nagging deer fly in the ear. I shouldn't have this and fighting what is. When it's not there, it's just what is. So in this spaciousness, I wonder for everyone to watch how, I don't know, I don't want to project anything in the future. But as I said earlier, the scene brings, is the change, is the shifting. Not me, or I do it, or not do it. But just the clarity that reveals its nature of whatever is there, And then with that come a natural balance. We talk early about psychological balance. Even the psychological. Because the psychological, in a sense, really is is this circuit of me. Is the structure. So even, you know, bring balance to everything. Not fighting anything of my tendency that I have, because they are there. It's not that things go away permanently. But it's learning to live with everything. With the limitations that just being this body we bring, inevitable. I think, you know, we can always look fresh about that. Limitation in speaking. Seeing, you know, that we cannot bring about what we want or not. So it's not a perfect picture. Really, it's no picture that may be. I don't know. Perfection, and it's not mine or anybody. And it's not, let me just say that, because it's not that we are over. It's not that Sandra is over all this, all the contrary. I don't know what Sandra is really. But there is more, I would say more, transparency of all these patterns that we mistake, have been mistaking to be me, myself, and how we slip into that. And when a defense comes, feeling judged, that begins to trigger that sense of me here, somebody here. was watching just a second ago, a very, like a little cloud coming up, and saying, maybe you spoke too much. You said too much. It's a, you know, I have a big hammer also, which is hammer meaning these voices, you know, that are kind of making a judgment. Isn't this what fear is about? Based on imagery, storyline? That brings the sense of me not conforming, maybe making a mistake. Doesn't fear or anger or whatever emotion need storyline, imagery, so it can get the body going? And I am saying that because in the quietness, that doesn't come. There is not the suggestion to be fearful. Either you buy in it or not. We can go right into the story. Begin to churn, turn the wheels. Not that we do it consciously, but the automatic may be strong. Just pull stronger. But everything can be seen. I think I will end here.